5 minutes to help you today and help you to think beyond today. Moments of Melody. In Conan Doyle's History of the Boer War, there's the story of a day when a small detachment of British troops was surprised by an enemy force twice its strength. The British fell back, but they were exposed to a withering fire. The position of the wounded between the lines of fire was especially perilous. One of the men, a corporal, later told of how they realized they must put up a Red Cross flag or be blown from the face of the earth. "We had a pillow, but no red paint," he said. "Then we saw what to do instead. We made an upright of the cross with my blood, the horizontal with Paul's." The Boers respected that grim cross, and under it the British wounded lay safe until the day of strife was over. There is always a safe refuge under another blood-stained cross.
On the cross of Calvary, bearing the shame and agony, Jesus faced his penalty, that fallen man might be free. But death and hell could not hold him prey. He rose triumphant, glorious day.
Some verses from the Bible. The Lord Jesus speaking, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And in the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul speaking, "And now beware, be sure that you feed and shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his blood." And then the Apostle John wrote, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Some people may not like the mention of blood, but the Bible says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." It is the answer to the sin question, the only answer.